This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials early Saturday reported more civilian casualties from Russian shelling in the country's east and south. In the southern Kherson region, artillery fire by Russian forces destroyed two houses. Two children and one woman were taken to the hospital to be treated for shell shock. Regional Governor Alexander Prokudin told reporters Saturday's attack came after five people, including a child, were wounded on Friday and overnight in the Kherson region to the south. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about Friday's attacks in Kherson.
Kherson was under fire, under missile strike, and there are reports of a couple of civilians who died and some civilians who were injured and hospitalized. The shelling was targeting civilian residential areas and also humanitarian points where people are getting humanitarian help.
Governor Prokudin said Russian forces launched 82 artillery, drone, and mortar shell and rocket attacks on the province. As the fighting rages on in Ukraine, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez visited Kyiv Saturday in a show of support. Sanchez, whose country currently holds the European Union revolving presidency, used his visit to underscore the EU's unwavering backing for Ukraine. During a joint news conference with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, Sanchez said under Spain's presidency, Ukraine will always remain a priority, and he announced new financial as well as military assistance for Ukraine.
On top of an already long and intense cooperation, Spain will soon deliver new heavy materials to help in the war effort, including four Leopard tanks and armored personnel carriers. We are also about to deliver a portable field hospital with surgical capacity.